Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit MidAmerica shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey. No, come on in. You are right on time. I think we have, what is it? Like, an hour before we have to be there. You'll be fine. I can do your makeup in that amount of time, for sure. Okay. Sit down. And I did most of my own makeup already, like foundation, eyebrows, a little bit of mascara, but I'll probably be adding some stuff on my face as well, so we can be ready to go. Okay, awesome. Alright. So, is your face completely clean? Okay. Well, let me just... run a makeup wipe. Over your face. Do you mind? Okay. There you go. Over your nose. Seem like you have much makeup on at all. No, you're good. But this will make sure. Starting with a blank canvas. Okay. And then under your chin. A little bit right there. Okay. Perfect. Now, the base. I have some eye cream, which should help hydrate a little bit. This is the Olay Eyes Deep Hydrating Gel. It comes in pretty small little jar. And let's just do this here. Okay. And this goes under your eyes. I'm just gonna pat it there. You wanna be really gentle under your eyes. Very sensitive area. And if you like tug on it too much, you're too rough, you're gonna get wrinkles. That's what we're trying to avoid. You can feel it. It's kind of like cooling, right? Yeah, I know. I love it. Yeah. This summer has been so hot. Speaking of summer, moving on to the Olay whip. I'm so sorry. This is the best SPF I have ever used. The lid off there. Oh my god, it smells so good. It's just like really fancy sunscreen for your face, and you just need a little bit, okay? It goes on so lightly, but you really want to protect your face from the sun. So I'm just gonna spread that on your cheeks, nose, forehead, down the side there. Okay. It smells so good. Put the lid for. Sunscreen on my hands, never hurt. I love the jar, it's so cool. Okay. Look at them together. Right. Then have these two primers. These are samples, but I think I like this one better than this, but you can use them together. This is the Becca First Light Priming Filter Instant Complexion Refresh, and it looks purple, but don't be scared because it spreads on your face fairly colorless. You can see purple, but it gives you such a good glow. So this I'm going to concentrate on your cheeks here, sort of above your eyes and where it goes up here. Yeah, I put this on today too. Okay. Very other primer is the complexion primer. This is a pore perfecting one, so it makes everything really smooth. So you want to use it on your nose, your T-zone. That's where I'm concentrating this. Oh yeah, this is the Urban Decay. It feels very soft. Here. Mm-hmm. It like glides on your face. Okay. And then we need the spray. This is Urban Decay as well. Their B6 Vitamin Infused Complexion Prep Priming Spray. Skin balancing, even skin tone, oil absorbing. Very refreshing. So I'm going to close your eyes. And that's all you need. Not bad, huh? And that one smells really good too. I love tweezing. Okay, cool. It won't hurt. It won't hurt. You just have to hold still. And Oh, yeah. Under your eyebrows. Totally fine. Looks really clean. And, I need to schedule an appointment. I need to, like, actually go. Okay. Let me put those away. And let's move on to your face makeup. I'm gonna be using my beauty blenders and, sorry, they're clean, they're just like stained because when you wash them it doesn't get like all the color out, but I want to use the Tarte foundation on you today. And I just started using this. I love it. And I just put a little bit on the back of my hand. Like so. And beauty blender. Pick it up, and I'm just going to start dabbing that all over your face. We're going to try to get it as evenly as possible. That's why I really like the beauty blenders, actually, because they're so good at that. And they're really, really soft, too. Let me know if this is too aggressive. Sometimes you really have to close your eyes. Good. Okay. Okay, and then I'm just gonna blend out the edges. So like by your ears and stuff. Okay. Other side. Because you don't want any like harsh lines or anything like that. And then could you tilt your head up a little bit for me? Thank you. And then down. Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm gonna follow up with the Tarte Shape Tape. This is, I think, like the most popular concealer in the world. It's crazy. Oh yeah, I just started using it too. I'm just behind on the makeup game. So for this one, I'm just gonna be making swipe, dot, dot, dot. Swipe, dot, dot, dot. Swipe, dot, swipe, swipe. Okay? It's very scientific. So I just swipe past your nose and dot, dot, dot under your eye. Swipe and dot, dot, dot. And then down your nose. A little bit on your forehead and then on your and you want this to be a bit lighter than your skin tone so that it brightens. So that's like the parts that you want to brighten. And I'll be using the pointier end of the sponge to really get under the eye. Mm-hmm. It blends it out really. Really good. Okay. Here, dear. Down. Very good. Down the nose. forehead. I can use this side. Next, I like to do blush right away, and this is the exposed color. Oh, this is Tarte as well. I got this blush a long time ago. It's a little broken, but that's okay. There's still pigment. And let me see. I have my bag of brushes. And you want to use the big fluffy one for the blush, which I'm actually going to use some too. Just get that on the brush, tap, 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 and give me a smile. Tap, tap, tap. Smile. Good. Perfect. And then I like to add a spot of blush on the forehead and the chin, dot on the nose. So, just use a little mirror. You can see the difference. I actually like a fairly heavy blush. It's kind of interesting, I think. How does that look? Yeah, I like it. Okay. Put that brush aside. And now, let's fill in your brows. So this is the Benefit Browsing, and mine is so dirty. I just wipe it off. All the powder sort of just gets everywhere, but you just take a little makeup remover pad or wipe and wipe it down. I might as well just give it a little clean while I'm thinking about it, to be honest. Brand new. Cleaner. And then they have this little brush that extends. Then you get a little bit of the wax, a little bit of the powder, tap, tap, tap. And we are going to fill in your brows. So just hold still and I make really tiny lines to fill it in as naturally. Almost fake an arch, like a more intense brow shape. And then when you get closer to the front, you don't want to fill that in too much. You want that to sort of be faded. So I'm just gonna touch that up with my thumb. Okay. Okay. Now one brow looks like super bold and the other one. Okay, don't worry, I'll do the other one too. Again, pretty faint lines. Hair stuck in my watch. Just make small lines. Again. That. Okay, that looks perfect. I'm actually gonna touch up mine really quick. I usually go and get mine done because they'll like trim them down to something more manageable. Because I fill in my brows so much, I don't mind if they're like I don't even mind if they're a little on the sparse side. Those brows look spicy. Spicy brows. Next, I'm just gonna give your blush a little blend with this kabuki brush. There we go. Put that away. I like to keep all of the makeup I'm gonna use out on the table, and then after I use it, I put it away so I can tell, like, what I have to do still. Keeps me organized. So we have your eyes left to do, and your lips. I'm gonna start with this on your lips because this is an exfoliator. So it's gonna sit on your lips for a minute, and then while that sort of sets, we'll do your eyes. And then come back. Okay, so this is the Rude Bubblicious Lip Exfoliator. Are you allergic to anything? No. Okay, I'm gonna read this. I think I'm good. I usually check before I order things. You don't want to put something you're allergic to on your lips. Now we're good. And then this, you read the instructions, you apply the exfoliator on your lips. Please wait for bubbles to form for about 3 to 5 minutes. And then we will massage it into your lips and then rinse it off. It says the longer it stays on, the better it is, so let's give it a go. Okay. And is it okay if I touch your lips? Would you go like this? So we'll come back to this in a couple minutes. But until then, you have to pick which eyeshadow you want to use. I have quite a few palettes. Let me show you. We've got Inferno. This is more of like reds, oranges. Retro Love. You want to see the colors of this one? This is more of the, like, I don't know what decade this reminds me of, but the mustards, the more like muted jewel tones, and then the lighter, we have like Peace, Psychedelic, I'm guessing this is supposed to be 70s. Icon, Hippie, Pop, Rebel, Flower Power, Youth, Revolution, Nostalgia, Fab, Mod, Rock and Roll, and Free Love. They're kind of cool. Yeah. So that's that palette. It totally depends what look you're going for. And then I'll show you the two Goddesses palettes. Open the box. This one's new, so I have a little paper on it still. Up a little bit. This is a big palette, but the colors are a lot of the warm tones. We have black and cream down at the bottom, and then a lot of sparkles. Yeah, we can do sparkles if you want to do sparkles. But this is more of the warm tone, and we can do a pretty intense black. That's Aphrodite. And then we also have Athena, which is, again, very sparkly. This is like purples, oranges. This is a really pretty palette as well. What do you think? Wisdom, Medusa, Lore, Heroic. Some of the names are so fun. And then I'll show you Inferno as well. Design. And these are pretty dark, so it's almost like burning flames. You know, we have this would be pretty good for nighttime, but yeah, maybe more of like a fall look for this one, huh? Maybe going on a like a bonfire s'mores get together. Did any of those appeal to you? Yeah. Okay. Let's do a little bit of the Aphrodite on you. So I have my brushes. Set the palette here. And my brushes are Evolutions. Jolteon. We're gonna start with okay, that's for eyeliner. Umbreon. We're gonna do the base color, which I'm gonna use Koi. Close your eyes. Okay. This eye. I'm gonna do mine at the same time. That just gets added on the inner corner to like mid lid. It's not something you can see super well because it's so faint, but it's a perfect base. And then I'm gonna use Flareon brush. For you, let's do a little bit of the glitter. Let's do Love. It's the dark red. Oh, it matches the brush too. Just get a little bit of that, and I'm gonna want to pat that on your lid. Close your eyes. Just we're gonna pack on the color. Yes, that looks awesome. That looks really good. I love that. Okay, I'm gonna do the other eye now. I think I'm going to use this glitter. I'm going to start with Blushing and Crush. So they're sort of the same color. Blushing is the pink matte, and I'll use that as a base. And blend it out. I think it looks pretty good. Okay. Then I'm going to add some of the sparkles. Again, just packing it on rather than trying to blend that. I just need a little bit of pizzazz. Put that there. And then for you, I want to go right into, we have jealousy and heartbreak. And so these are like the darker colors that are going to give you a perfect smoky eye. And for that, I'll want to use more of like a fluffy brush. These are ones that I use in my darker colors. Let's see here. And close your eyes. I'm just going to blend that in your outer corners as well as underneath. So, 1 second. Can I have you look up? I'm going to go under your eye. Blend it out. Try not to blink. I know it's hard. Okay. Then your other eye, I'm gonna go on the outer corner and blend away. And then look up. I'm gonna go under your eye. Perfect. Shadow eyeliner. We'll be putting eyeliner over the top anyway, but this gives it a really cool look. Okay, keep your eyes closed. Good. And then I won't put that under your eye. This just goes over it. Awesome. Okay, for me, I think I want to use... Jeez, I don't know what's too dark. I might go to a different palette. Maybe Athena. Let's see what they have. Power could be interesting. It's very red. I'm gonna give it a little go. Just like... These seem very pigmented on the brush, but it doesn't seem like they show up too much. I'm gonna be pretty careful. Putting this on. Ooh, this is a look. And then I gotta go underneath. Just a little bit. Like that. You make the weirdest faces when you do your own makeup. Like that. Oh, the side is more pigmented. Oh my goodness. Underneath. Get a little of that color. I'm gonna have to blend this out a bit more. Good thing we're going out. I don't think this is a very good day look. And then I think I could do like a little bit, basically turning this into another smoky eye, but I'm going to use a brown because I don't want it that intense, but just at the corner. Trying to blend in a little something. Might need another brush, to be honest with you. I'm gonna try to blend it using Jolteon. It's is not a blending brush, but you know, you do what you can. Okay, this is very bold. Very bold. But that's alright. Because next, we do eyeliner. And that will usually bring a look together. You could also add fake eyelashes. That always helps too. But let's do our eyeliner. This is the Stila eyeliner pen. So basically I'm going to draw it on like a marker. So you can keep your eyes open for this. And I'm going to start in the corner here. Pull in like that. Okay. And this is sort of like a connect the dots. Sorry, I'm holding your face. Okay. I see you staring at my makeup. It'll be fine, especially because it's going to be dark. Okay. And then fill in the triangle. Other eye. Okay, this is the hardest part, is getting them equal. And then it's like a connect the dots, making the line. Okay. Yes, it looks so good, especially with that eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. I'm gonna use the mirror of this palette. And I usually start with this eye. There's one wing, and the other one. I try to make them as similar. As I can. See, it's not that intense, but it really helps the eye, like the eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I like that a lot. It's really cool. Okay, so that goes there. And then we'll be doing your mascara. So this is the waterproof version of the Too Faced mascara. And all I want you to do is look up and blink, 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 blink. Look up a little bit. Don't look at that. Right there. Much better. Okay. Next. Other eye. Switching hands. Can you just blink? Blink. 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 And then lower lash line. Perfect. I think I'm just gonna add like one more coat in this girl. I don't need too much, but I've been wearing mine since this morning, so it doesn't hurt to freshen up, especially because this mascara is a bit more bold. which goes with the bold eye look. Okay, I'll put this in my purse when we go, so you can always like touch up again if you need it. Okay. All right. So your lips ready to go? Okay. So we need to get them wet a little bit. So I'm just gonna use a spray bottle so we don't have to go into the bathroom. And just gonna cover the rest of your makeup. And then just start going like this. Like that. Mm-hmm. And that's exfoliating. Makes your lips really smooth. Feels kind of like crunchy, right? But then I'm gonna spray some more. And then we'll wipe that off with a wipe. Lipstick. I have two types that I can show you. The first one comes in a big case, which is kind of fun. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 colors to choose from. And these are a liquefied matte lipstick. The colors are Broken Heart, Collide, Centerpiece, Trophy Life, Speed Dial, and Mind Games. Trophy Life. Close that. Might be a good color for you. Okay. Do you want me to swatch it on my hand? It's like a dark, I don't know. It's like a muted plum. Not exactly purple, not exactly pink or red. What do you think? I think it'd be really bold. Wipe that off. Or, I think what I'm gonna do is try this lipstick that I've been wanting to try for a while. Look at how pretty it is. It's so cool. There's like a flower inside the clear lipstick. But it comes off kind of pink, little sheer. And I think that's what I want to do. Here, I'll put it on and then you can see if you like it. So, let me just use this mirror. And goes on really smooth. Not bad. It's pretty natural. I'm just gonna get a makeup wipe and fix. A little bit of mascara issues here. Well, I might have to redo. I feel like I'm losing my blush. I'm going to redo my concealer really quick. Get a mirror out. And this is hard to do once you've already done mascara. But we're going to try our best. Oh my. I didn't just mess up my whole face, did I? That would be a bummer. No, I think we're alright. Like, the eyelashes are so in the way. Move. Certainly. Very bold. I think that's better. I'm just gonna have to re-put on my blush now, too. This is what happens when I don't do my makeup in the bathroom mirror like I used to. I have a very bold look going on, especially this lipstick. It totally gets way pinker than I previously thought. It's like Barbie pink. This might have to go down as experimental, but it'll be fine. Which one do you want to use? The matte lipstick? Okay, let's do it. Okay, go like this. Okay. And then for matte lipstick, you don't want to do that. I'm just actually going to like paint it on. Like that. Good. Just a little bit more on the edge. Okay. Wow. That looks so cool. Yeah. Very. I think the theme of the day is bold. But yeah, once we get dressed up, do our hair, go out. It should probably actually match our environment fairly well, even if it maybe doesn't look quite right in the bright lighting of the room. Okay, let's seal it up. Like I said, I wanted to use my Urban Decay All Nighter spray, and this just goes on. Seal in your makeup. So I'm going to close your eyes and there you go. Just want to fan it on, and this will make sure that everything stays put on your face. Okay. Well, you look great. Do you want to see? Here's the mirror. Yep. Awesome. I'm glad you like it. Well, thank you for letting me test out some new makeup on you. Let's get dressed and then get ready to go. Yeah. We don't have that much time anymore. I accidentally spent way too long.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.